Partners in crime.
Partners in love.
She's my Marge.
And he's my Homer.
Oh.
Wrinkled Cheeks
with Steve McGrew and Janet Blair.
Why did that feel so rough?
I don't know. Because it's Wrinkled Cheeks. It's Wrinkled Cheeks. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Cheeks. Yeah. So you're falling asleep over there while I'm trying to find.
I am fine. I just need to. You got to keep me entertained.
All right.
I know.
You just finished your other podcast.
Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
And you're doing two in one night. So that is that
I
why
like
you're just
knocking
exhausted?
Them out. I like knocking them
I
out.
I like knocking it out, too. Yeah.
Then we have like a whole nother week before I have to worry about any other podcasts. I like doing podcasts, but we're busy this week. Have you looked at our schedule? Tomorrow I'd be baking like crazy. You'd be flicking it like crazy. Not, whoa.
Flicking.
Watching flicks,
I'm gonna be flicking
like,
it.
Watching
what do you
movies.
Mean? What do you mean I'm flicking it?
I was trying to like
flicking my bean.
No flickster. Do you have a bean?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
Okay.
Flickster movies. You'll be watching a movie. I'll be baking. Wednesday, you are live and in charge at Comedy Works.
Right. I'm doing stand up at Comedy Works.
Denver.
South. Yeah. So anybody local that you can come to that?
Yeah. You have a lot of local listeners to this podcast.
Oh, there is. I know.
But and those that aren't local, I'm sorry. He'll be in your area someday soon.
Write and request me. Did your local club.
Is that what they need to do?
Yeah. They can request at any club.
Because I have a coworker that lives in Albany, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he is friends with me on Facebook. And I guess he saw you on Comedy Central. Because you have that Comedy Central thing that runs randomly. And he's like, does Steve ever come up north? And I was like, not in 3.5 years that I've known him.
I used to go back east a lot, but I haven't for whatever reason now.
Well, I think when you were on radio, it was hard because
it's too far.
The time difference.
Get off the air and try to get back east in time for a show.
And he said he went to a comedy show this last Friday, so there's obviously a comedy club there.
Where is it? What town?
Albany, Clifton Park.
I will look into that. I used to work around like Buffalo and Rochester and New York City every once in a while. So I'll try to get
to get back east. It's like Syracuse, Clifton Park, Albany area.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Groovy.
If anyone knows anyone in that area, contact.
Please.
Send it to Steve.
Please.
Yeah.
Now, you said something this weekend that has been on my mind.
Oh, crap. He doesn't bring stuff like this up.
Because I think it's better for the podcast.
What's up, baby? I love you.
It's not about that. Oh, it's about fire hydrants.
I was thinking about you today.
Go ahead. You tell the story you want me to tell. I will say, we're driving along in the car, and you said...
I was playing music.
Uh-huh. And I said, that's not country.
Right.
And... Because it's not. A lot of the new stuff, to me, is not, like, as I like, you know.
You have a definition of country.
Three chords and the truth,
that
basically.
That doesn't,
you know.
Way.
Right. So we've talked about that this before. But so you're this music, and I said something, and you went, you know, you just have a hard time accepting change.
And it's true. You didn't argue with me.
Well, not about that, because... Maybe I do, but I do think that's just not.
There are different versions, and this was my argument. Don't shake your head at me, yo.
It's hard. I can't take change.
No,
I'm just.
There are different versions of country. There always have been. Listen, think back to when Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers had Islands in the Stream.
Yes, we've talked. I know.
I know. We have talked, but not on this podcast.
Right, but this is today's stuff is not even like that. That was still
but
almost.
Everything is constantly evolving. So what Islands in the Stream was back in the 80s
was still country danceable. Like this stuff today is just bad rap. It's just. I want to ride in my truck.
See,
I
don't
take
like
it down
having
the road.
This conversation with you because you get all shaky and you just don't want to like talk. You don't want to hear me.
Oh,
you just want to argue with me, and I don't argue.
I don't want to argue with you. I'm just saying.
And so I pointed out that you don't like change, like looking at fire hydrants. They all used to be red. They all used to sound like Keith Whitley. And now there's yellow fire hydrants. There's green fire hydrants.
And what was wrong with red?
There's Luke
red
Bryan.
There were red fire hydrants forever. And red was the symbol of the fire engine, the firehouse, the fire. Matter of fact, subs were really good the other day. But
who knows why they changed it?
I think it's just to justify somebody's job. Like somebody just said, you know, we should probably just paint them all yellow. That's a good idea. Thank you. You've saved your job. Don't you feel like that? There's people though that you work with that have things that they do just to justify their...
Yes, I do. I do. And I'm not in a position to be like, well, you're ridiculous. Why don't you actually do your job instead of creating more as a part of your job to justify your job? But I'm not in a position to do that. And you don't know that that's how yellow fire hydrants came to exist. If you think about it, yellow stands out more than red in a lot of areas, especially now when you got the city background, you got red buildings, you got red signs, you know?
Yeah.
Back in the day, like, it was mainly like green and like natural colors, and red wasn't as natural unless it was fall. Am I wrong?
I guess I see.
You just don't
see your point.
Change, like when our Target decided to change some of the food it was carrying, it became a topic.
Yeah, they got rid of a lot of the stuff that I liked and started carrying other products.
You know what? Our Walmart stopped carrying our tortillas that I liked that were under 100 calories. But I haven't talked to you about it.
Why do you go back there? You should just go, or you should just go to the have you ever go to the manager tortillas. And just complain? Or like, where are my tortillas?
Nope. Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right.
There are battles in life, and you got to pick them.
Well, I picked mine. Mine was, I'm trying to keep country.
We're going to see the Marshall Tucker Band on Friday.
And that's Southern Rock.
Yeah, but it's country-ish.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you should see how fast he's blinking right now. Don't explode. And he's rocking. I'm afraid that I'm...
Oh, you know what
Something happens to me.
We didn't start off with our trivia question.
Oh my gosh, that's because you had this on your mind. You had to get it off your chest.
I had that on my
mind. When we talked about this yesterday, you were not... argumentative.
I know. Well, let's give our little trivia question so
he can chill out. All right, so this is a new thing we're starting to do on our podcast. This is number two. We're going to start a trivia question at the beginning of each show, and then at the end of the show, Steve will ask me what I think the answer is and then give the real answer, and they're probably 99% of the time never going to be the same.
They're not? Ever?
I am not good at trivia.
You're not good at trivia?
No. Oh. So let's get this trivia question going, and go.
Okay, it's bad trivia. What percentage of NBA players have tattoos?
Ooh.
Is it A?
Oh, you gave him choices?
Yeah, is it A, 75%, B, 55%, C, 35%?
All right. So I'll guess at the end, mm-hmm. and then you'll give the final answer at the end,
correct? What percentage of NBA players have tattoos? And don't Google.
No Googling.
No
beaches.
Googling.
All right, so it's A, 85%?
No, A,
75%.
75%. B, 55%.
55.
And C, 35%.
So 75, 55, 35.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. Think about it, people, and then we'll reveal it at the end of this podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
is there a new country song out?
No. No, I was going to do the other trivia question, and I remembered that.
The one that we talked about before we started recording?
Yeah.
I was so confused. I was like, basketball, tattoos.
Save it for next week?
Yes.
Okay. We'll have a tattoo.
Do you know how monumental this is? This is like
one what?
Podcast every week for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. I'm not having to go. Well,
I'm going to Rome, and I'm going to Italy.
And I'm back, so.
Yeah.
So what's new? Besides me not liking change, obviously, and You know, silence is never good on a, on a
I know. On a I'm like trying to think of something that's awesome and new. I went to the body shop yesterday.
What's the body shop?
It's a store that sells lotions and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I was.
And
with
I
you.
Got a freaking good deal. I know. I thought you were just trying to get me to explain what the body shop was.
No, I kind of forgot that.
It's at the mall.
I was thinking we went to Lush, and then I forgot about the body
and
shop.
And this is why Groupon is so big. Groupon will get ya. Okay, so I'm flipping through my email yesterday, and I had heard about this new lotion at the body shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I get an email from Groupon. It says, you know, pay $10 for $20 at the body shop. And I'm like, that's awesome. I wanted to try this new honey lotion because I love the smell of honey. So I bought the Groupon, and I'm like, let's go to the mall. I just want to go to the body shop. And then on the way there, I'm like, well, I also need to go to Lush and get some body soap. And so we're there, we go to Lush, and I go through the whole store, and I maintained some really good self-control at Lush.
You did, because you were picking up almost everything.
Right,
picking
I wanted to...
And sampling and smelling.
Yes, I wanted to make an educated decision, and I ended up settling on two soaps, Miranda and Dirty. And they're both very different. One is peppermint-y, and one
is... And why would you pick up Miranda?
Because I like Miranda Lambert. It's that easy.
Okay.
So I only spent like $20 there. And then we go to the body shop, and I'm like, I'm going to get this honey stuff, and I'm going to save a lot of money on it. And then I pick up the honey stuff, and it doesn't smell like honey.
It did not.
It smelled like a bouquet of flowers. And when you're expecting honey...
It smelled more like honeysuckle.
I guess. I don't know. So I was a little discouraged, but then we started smelling all the other ones, and there's strawberry that reminded me of... The chapstick when you were a kid that used to eat?
Mm-hmm. You ate chapstick?
Yeah, that's
what?
Bad news.
Were you
Bear.
A paste eater too?
I was. We were talking about that at work the other day.
You were the paste eater?
No one ever caught me.
No, we just did. And now we know.
That was a long time ago.
You know what people thought about the paste eater?
I know. There were a lot of paste eaters.
There was?
Yeah. Didn't you ever observe people like...
No.
But I was never the bully that was like, ew, you're eating paste, ew. I saw people doing it. Anyway.
Well, as long as you weren't the booger eater.
Not the booger eater. Not the booger eater.
You didn't cover it with paste?
No, ew. All right, anyway.
Okay.
Where was I? Okay, this we had the strawberry kind that smelled like the chapstick. There's a chocolate kind, a gingerbread?
Yes, gingerbread.
And then another one that I can't remember.
You got it.
And we're like, look at all these. I'm
mango?
Like, I have to pick. I didn't get mango. I had to pick one. But then the sales guy comes up and he's like, what are you guys doing today? And I was like, I got a Groupon. And he's like, oh, well, you can get 4 body butters for $20 since you have a Groupon.
Because you'll buy into the, you had
yeah,
to buy
the
club.
Annual club. And I was like, dang. So I got 4 body butters. It ended up being $28. So I don't know how his math got jacked up. But it worked out.
I think his original wording was 20-something dollars.
Oh.
I think that
but
was
But my ear heard 20.
Yeah.
But I get 10% off every time I go in. So anyway, got 4 body butters. I'm like, yes. So I got my soap, I got my body butter, and I'm like, let's just walk around. And then we're like, get ready to
leave. You put butter on your buns.
I did. Yes, I did. And so then we're like getting ready to walk out, and I was like, oh, Victoria's Secret, I need body spray. So I got body butter, body soap, and body spray. All yesterday. Spent 3 times more money than I thought I was going to.
So you're never going to stink again, right?
Never.
You will never
On
come
top
in
of bathing, I'm going to smell like a freaking...
You will never come in the house smelling like a gym sock ever again,
never.
Huh?
Again?
You'll...
We got to discuss this. Have I come in smelling like a gym sock before?
No. Not after 2 sessions of the gym.
I try and get my workout in, especially when you're home.
Get up in the morning, go to the gym.
Go no to one will the ever, lunch.
Huh?
Go at lunch.
No one will ever tease you about being a paste eater.
I admitted it. At least I'm not ashamed.
So were you bullied as a kid?
Was I bullied? I wasn't necessarily.
Or,
I was teased.
Because that's what we had a discussion the other day. Mm-hmm. Another comic and I were talking about. Everything's bullying now. Bully. And
it's
it was
ridiculous.
Teasing when we were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
It
like,
was just being teased.
There were those, the mean girls that, you know, I grew up poor. My clothes were never the greatest. They were Walmart clothes.
So you were teased.
I was totally teased. all the way through school.
And I don't think that's the same as bullying. I think bullying just gives the word, makes it sound like it's horrible.
Physical, like black eye.
Right. That's bullying.
Swirly, locking them in a locker.
Underwear pulled up over your head.
Yeah, like physical harm is what I think of.
Yeah, not just, you know, nice clothes, Cinderella.
Right.
You know, that kind of.
Right, right. Where you shop? The Goodwill?
Yeah.
I do now, but anyway.
Right. So I think they're going a little far with
the
bullying, and it's kind of, you know.
But there are those extreme cases where something needed to have been addressed that hasn't, and I think that's why it is such a big issue.
Well, I think since we got away from the fact that you just can't turn around and sock them.
Right.
And that was that always ended it for me. Didn't you find that the bullying was over once you kind of stood up? You know, stood
I never
up to
stood
it.
Up.
You never stood up to
Do
it?
Do you see me? I'm still not confrontational.
Yeah.
I don't like to fight with you.
Yeah.
I will shut down before I'll fight with anyone.
Well, I found that story. I sent it to you. Do you have it up over there about the bullying?
Did you email it to me?
I messaged it to you.
You sent me the advertising one about the happy hour virus.
Yeah, but didn't I send you the other one about the bullying?
Tell me about it.
Let me find it on mine there, as the podcast rules.
In the meantime, I can talk about this happy hour virus.
Okay. Well, no, I've got it. Okay. We'll end that one.
Give us the summary.
Okay. According to American Society for Plastic Surgeons, the number of cosmetic procedures for kids is up. Parents are having their children altered to stop them from being bullied. Doctor at the Long Island Plastic Surgical Group says that he specializes in operations for children and teens, everything from pinning back their ears to removing moles. Before surgery, he asks his patients to draw pictures of how they see themselves. The kids draw a picture of themselves with oversized ears or noses or with obvious physical flaws. Not everyone thinks that this is a positive trend. A child psychologist said that opting for surgery covers up a larger problem, a child's lack of self-confidence. So, what do you think? Do you think that's a good idea that kids are actually getting surgery now?
No, because it doesn't teach them that life is not always peaches and cream. There's going to be mean people wherever you go. Whether you're driving down the road, there's those road ragers that want to, like, push everyone else out of the way. Whether you're at work, there's that person that wants to cover up the fact that they don't work mm-hmm. by bullying everybody else. Like, you're always going to be bullied. And I when I think of bullying, I don't even think about a kid making fun of another kid for a physical issue.
You think it just be
kids are just mean. And then those mean kids, 80% of the time, I'm throwing that number out there out of my booty, they grow up to be mean adults because they're insecure.
Right.
And that's the only way they know.
And I think sometimes if you're bullied, it helps you, not bullied, teased. I don't even want to use bullied.
Right.
If you're teased, it helps you get a thicker skin.
Right. And you just kind of roll with the punches.
Or you become a more positive person. Like, I will overcome this and I will invent something and I'm going to be rich and famous and you're going to regret this one day. You know what I mean? It makes you.
Well, even not even to that extent, but it makes you a more positive person. Like, because you're
well,
like.
Look at the guy from Windows. You know,
yeah, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. I guarantee you, he was probably teased as a kid.
Oh, even probably Steve Jobs was.
And they're like, "So what? I'll be rich and famous one day."
And they. But even like your normal average Joe, they made it through that. High school was probably one of the worst times of my life, like, because I was so awkward and so antisocial. But it pushed me to become more social, more, you know, kind of understand my surroundings so that I didn't feel awkward.
What about these parents that get their daughters the boob jobs at 14
and
15?
Oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Do you want them to be a sex symbol at 14? That's what boobs are. Like, you and I, we were talking about this yesterday. Angelina Jolie and Victoria's Secret boobs. Like, that's all you see. You don't even see the rest of them because you're a guy. That's what guys see.
Is boobs?
Boobs and DSLs.
You mean Angelina lips?
Yeah, that's what you meant.
That's what I meant. You see, people that don't get boob jobs, they're keeping it real.
I'm keeping it real,
They're keeping it real. They're the only real people keeping it real.
I have never said that.
What?
Keeping it real.
I know, I just thought of that.
Oh. Are you making fun of us keeping it real, folks?
Keeping it real.
Are you making fun of us keeping it real, folks?
Keeping it real.
Why aren't you answering my question?
Now, what was your story about the happy hour virus? What was that?
Read between the lines, yo.
Did you just flip me off?
No, I would never. Keeping it real. There's a Colorado ad agency called TDA Boulder.
Uh-huh.
They have created the happy hour virus. It's a tool that fakes a computer problem so that you can leave work early.
What?
Uh-huh. It gives you the option of a spinning I'm thinking thingy,
uh-huh.
a blue screen of death, or broken monitor. And you get rid of it by hitting the escape key. So, like, I would assume, I don't know the details of this, like, for my company, I have to call IT, who uh-huh. is located in another part of the country, and I wonder if they even remote it into my computer, if they hit the escape key, if it would close it out, or if it has to be my escape key.
Oh, I don't know.
I have a question for this Boulder company.
You might have to check into this.
Yeah.
But now you can't use it because your boss listens, doesn't it?
I would never do this. I love my job, and my boss is really good. She's sick.
And she listens.
If she's listening, I hope your strep throat is better. The happy hour virus, according to the website, was made to promote a work-life balance by encouraging employees to leave work early and enjoy the company of friends, family, or coworkers.
Oh, and what was the name of the place? Is there a website?
It's www.happyhourvirus.com. Employers all over the world are going to hate us now.
And if you decide to check into this and
you
use
gotta
it...
you got
to
give us your story.
Please give us a story or a heads up.
We have an email address now.
What is it? Oh, you don't know what it is?
I totally should have prepared before I opened my mouth.
Isn't it wrinkledsheets1
at gmail.com?
I think that's what it is, isn't it?
I want to say that might be it, yeah. So we're trying to, like, expand, or Janet's trying to do some
and
work.
I'm glad.
And I'm glad.
Because now you got us on Spreaker and...
Yeah, we are moving and grooving.
Now, if we
can
just get as good as your two girls and a bottle of wine, because you're all over... iHeartRadio. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's wrinkledsheets1 at gmail.com. Yeah. So email us. Or you can just email Steve, as everyone knows that. So you were in Italy, and I remember when you sent me one of the messages, you were like, I'm sick of pizza. And I did not understand that statement.
Because I had never been.
I don't understand.
Because there was so much pizza in Italy. Just every
pizza
time we would go.
Pizza is something you can have.
I know. And I think because the guys I was with, John Payton and David Lucas, the two other guys, the comic.
But when you sent me this message, you weren't with them.
I know, but this is the backstory.
Okay. Go ahead.
Everywhere we would go, they would be like, let's get some pizza because it's safe. And you know that. You know you like that. You know what I mean? It's one of those, let's get a couple of drinks and order a pizza. Because.
Mm-hmm.
And
gotcha.
by the second and third time I got back there, I'm like, oh, I'm sick of pizza. I'm just less.
But when you tried to try something else, like a hamburger, it was
horrible.
Tough as
oh, the
rubber.
Worst in Turkey, Istanbul, Turkey. It was the worst hamburger I've ever had in my life. I wouldn't even call it a hamburger. It was just like beef jerky on bad bread.
Ooh.
It was just horrible.
Well, so there's a new invention that it hasn't quite been tweaked to the point of being available,
uh-huh.
but they're getting there that you're probably not even interested in.
No,
I
know
am.
I'm interested. And when you and when you read the story, I'll tell you more.
It is called the Pie Pal. Not PayPal, Pie Pal. It is a pizza button.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally a button that you push to order pizza. It's designed by a tech company called iStrategy Labs, and it's a button programmed to order a pizza with just one push. It's a bit like the pizza version of Life Call, but the catchphrase may be more like, help, I've fallen and I need a pizza.
But more like, help, I'm hungry and I can't get up.
So as of now, the current device only orders Domino's pizza, but the pizza giant... advanced online tracking system was the easiest for this company to crack into.
Right. Domino's has that giant countdown. You can mm-hmm. track it and where it's going and what time mm-hmm. it is. It just hit the oven.
It's not a client project for Domino's, but it was just easiest thing they could work with, I guess. But the device is not quite ready to go on the market, as even the slightest bump will order a pizza. But once protection is added to secure the no accident rectal pizza orders, the pizza button could be yours to own. And you can sign up to be a beta taster. Not a tester, a taster. A beta taster. At the company's website. If you're interested in that website, let me know. I can email that to you. You're going to sign up, aren't you?
I just did.
Oh.
I had the link over here on the computer. I have signed us up to be beta
and out
tasters.
Of all the pizza companies, like, okay, Anthony's number one, mm-hmm. Pizza Hut number two,
no,
Papa John's, this is Janet's list, not Steve's list,
okay,
Papa John's number three,
uh-huh.
Domino's is like way down at the bottom.
God, I knew this wasn't going to work.
This is in what, the podcast? The relationship.
Domino's is way up high.
Are you kidding me?
Way.
It's disgusting.
No, it's way.
Last 3 months, we have had a monthly meeting at my office, and every time they've ordered Domino's, and I tried it, and I finally just said, screw it. I'm having my salad. I chose
Did
salad.
Did you say screw it?
Yes.
Because sometimes you actually use the other word. And
I've
that's
gotten
I,
much better.
Mm, every once in a while, you'll drop
it's
the
It's not ladylike.
F-bomb. So my pizza list would have to go Anthony's, Papa John's, Domino's, Pizza Hut.
Pizza has the stuffed crust.
Yeah, well.
I freaking love the stuffed crust. I love breadsticks. I love cheesy breadsticks. You throw them as my crust on my pizza, you got perfection.
Domino's has buffalo wings with their pizza. They'll throw in buffalo wings.
Oh. Speaking of...
But you don't like spicy.
My cousin came to town this weekend. We should talk about that. We tried a new restaurant.
Mm-hmm. It was called Steuben's.
Steuben's. And it's here in Denver. It's kind of a hipster place. But...
O-M-G. Was the food good?
O-M-G. So for an appetizer, we had gravy fries. And this was not just your typical gravy fries. There was cheese involved.
Cheesy gravy fries.
Oh my gosh, so amazing. And we had what they called Stubby snacks. It was pork that was battered, deep fried, and then sprinkled with powdered sugar. Holy
amazing
foodgasm right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the macaroni and cheese.
I had the etouffee, which was amazing.
Macaroni and cheese was amazing. I added bacon to it because that's what I needed.
And you got those green balls
and
of snot.
And then I also got Brussels sprouts that were flash fried in bacon grease. It was so good.
The menu was probably one of the best menus I've seen in a long time. It was hard to, you know, I love going to a restaurant where it's hard to decide. Like, oh,
I know.
Look at all this
good
stuff. It took
us a good.
You know, a lot of times you're just going to go, yeah, you know what, just give me the, I'll take a steak.
Or
yeah, just give me a burger. Or, yeah. You know, like I did in Turkey. I'll just give me a burger. But everything on that menu looked perfect.
The weird thing was, my cousin from out of town, who you had never met before, Mm-mm. is the one that recommended this. She'd only been in town a couple times. And she
had you heard anybody ever talk about this restaurant before?
No, not at all.
Me either.
But it was on Diners, Dives, and Dashes.
Triple D. Triple D with Guy Fieri.
Yeah. There. Did you see his autograph on the wall?
Uh-uh. Was
it
there?
Yeah. With his stencil of his face. Yeah. It was amazing. So if you're ever in Denver.
If you ever need dinner when you're in Denver.
Go to Steuben's.
I bet you were teased as a kid with
because my tongue doesn't always work with my brain. Yeah, I gotcha.
Thank God we'll have the pizza button. We won't have to leave the house. We could just hit the one button, have dinner, and you won't have to be out in public teased anymore.
Right. Speaking of dorks and teasing and brains, do we have time for one more story?
Yes.
Okay. So I've been trying to talk about this story for the last couple times we've had a podcast because we are both Big Bang Theory fans.
Yes, both of us.
And you were a Roseanne fan.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Galecki was from Roseanne, played his...
Is that how you pronounce his name? I always wondered. I don't know.
I've never said it before in my life. He played Roseanne's daughter's boyfriend / husband.
Mm-hmm.
On that show, and then he came back and did Big Bang Theory, which I always thought was amazing because he kind of was older in Roseanne, and then he plays a college kid
now or something.
Not a college kid, like maybe early 30s.
Okay.
And I'm like, does this kid age? Anyway, so, and his co-star is Kelly Cuoco. She plays Penny on the Big Bang Theory, and they are dating on the show. Did you know they actually dated in real life?
But they kept it a secret.
Like, total secret. Like, that was big news for Big Bang Theory fans.
Well, don't you think it's odd that they kept it a secret for 2 years or 2.5 years, whatever that...
I guess.
I think it's this, and I, you know, I don't want to say this, but it, is it possible they just want to leak this story to say, hey, look, he was dating her. He's straight.
What?
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
Didn't it? Just came out of left field. But the, I think this, like the story just, they stopped dating she a long time engaged. Ago. She just got engaged. I know.
And so now they're coming out and she... I guess, well, in 2010, she See? Told CBS that they had dated for almost 2 years.
That was 2 years ago that it's finally, and it's just now getting out. And isn't it convenient? Like, you know?
Hmm.
Not that it matters.
You just broke my Big Bang heart.
But don't you think it's odd that, why wouldn't they go, yeah, we're dating, because she doesn't have any problem with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you, or what other show? People date, and they're always like, yeah, they're dating. Like, the Twilight movie people, yeah, they're dating. It helps the... What? You're making a... Oh, my God, face, what?
So he also dated Sarah Gilbert, who was his on-screen...
Roseanne.
Yeah.
Who ended up gay and married
said
to four non-blondes.
That their relationship is what helped her realize she was a lesbian. And now she's dating actress Kelly Garner. That poor guy. Can you imagine if you dated someone and then they turn around and said, wow, our relationship made me realize I don't like members of your sex. I like members of my sex.
That would scar you forever.
Forever. But then you bounce back and date someone as hot as Kelly Cuoco.
If he did. Mm-hmm. If he really did.
I don't want to even go there, conspiracy theory man. How are your aliens?
They have not landed yet.
Not yet.
Or maybe they have, and they're keeping it a secret. Well, remember I showed you the story the other day that said they found some mummified alien. And now, like I said, if this turns out to be true, who knows? I wish mainstream media, like real media, would pick up on stories like that. Not just those fringe kind of like, you know, I can't even think of the website that did it. But it was... It's not like ABC News or CNN or, you know.
Right.
It's just one of those news wires that kind of finds a story and sends things like out.
AP.
No, it wouldn't even that, because that'd be respectable. Respected. This is like, you know, Bob's
TMZ.
News. Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
You're hooked on that now.
Oh, my gosh. They kind of annoyed me today. I don't even know if I should talk about this.
What?
Probably get our show in trouble. Okay, so like today, the two big stories is Alec Baldwin using the F word and not the 4-letter word, yeah. The 3-letter word.
Right.
Yeah. And Stallone using the N word. Those were their two big stories.
So now we just use alphabet now. We're just using F word and N word and Q word and C word. And
I'm like, this is, you must be having a slow news day. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think they're looking for something so they can not have
something
to report.
Something big to blow up so they can be like, we had it here first, folks.
No, I think they're trying to look for something so they don't have to talk about Obamacare.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Just any, find something else. Just spin it off on anything. Because Alec Baldwin, one of the writer producers, is a friend of mine, John Rigi, and he's gay.
Yeah,
and he's...
Well, they had Alec Baldwin's hairdresser on,
who is gay,
and they were trying to, like, get him to badmouth Alec, and the dude's like, no, he's a very soft-spoken, chill guy. These photographers are coming after him and his wife and his kid.
And I think a part of it is, too, that he's older.
Yeah.
And that really wasn't
and
meant...
And so is Stallone.
And it wasn't meant the same way, you know, like... Alec, don't be gay. Just don't be gay.
Alec got in trouble for calling some English person a queen. And then had to come back and be like, oh, I didn't understand it was whatever.
Yeah. No, everybody knows the queen is supposed to be like,
but it was queen. Then like he was Elton like, John. Oh, I was trying to like relate it to the Queen of England.
Yeah, whatever.
But that was their top stories. And I'm like, and too many days like that in a row and I might be done with TMZ because I really want to hear the good stories. Like the fact that Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams are rumored to be back together.
OMG, really?
Yeah. They dated for a couple of years and they broke up a few years ago and there's rumors they're back together. That's like Notebook real life stuff, yo.
Yo. Well, we made it through our show.
Do you want to end on that?
No.
You got to end on your trivia.
We got to end on trivia. Oh.
Wow.
So, let me, oh, my phone closed on me.
What was the trivia question?
I'm looking that up again.
I'm in suspense because I got to guess my answer.
What percentage, okay, wait. Trivia. What percentage of NBA players have tattoos? Is it A, 75%, B, 55%, or C, 35%?
I'm going to go with A, 75%, Alex. Dang it!
It's C, 35%. That's it? That's what the answer is, according to this trivia site.
Well, now you know, folks.
I would have said more, too. Because if you look at NBA, it just looks like tattoos gone wild.
Everywhere.
Neck,
even
face.
Even Shaq.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, thanks for sitting down with me again.
Well, thanks for sitting down here with me and helping me discover my inability to change.
Yep. And I still love you.
All right.
Don't change your love for me.
Don't go changing to try and please me. Okay, we gotta go.
All right, bye.
Bye.